All right, have you ever had to explain an emoji or like a meme to your parents or you just yourself? Because I'm someone who doesn't really understand emojis and all that kind of stuff too. So 314-531-9898 if there was ever a misuse of the emoji game. Hannah is still laughing because her mom misused an emoji. Was it an emoji?
No, it was a photo. Okay. So... this is so funny to me. On Snapchat, I used a filter. It just randomly popped up on my phone. And it was a filter, you guys might know what it is, where your eyes, like, get huge. Like, your eyes get, like, as big as, like, a bug. Like, unhumanly possible. And I sent it to my mom with no context. And she freaked out. Like, she texted me and was like, Hannah, oh my God, like, what's wrong with you? Are you sick? And I'm like, Mom, no, it's a filter. Literally, if my eyes were bulging out of my head like that, like, I would not probably be alive.
I love how, like, the filter made her worried about you. She went instant into mom mode.
Right. Yeah, I think my mom has made that same mistake.
Like, are you sick? I'm like,
With the same, like, filter? Or
just with any sort of filter, she thinks it's real.
Yeah. Remember when Kevin was using the wrong emoji because he was using, like, the, like, licking...
The tongue wink.
Hey, man, that's a sarcasm emoji.
No,
tell me that's something else.
That's the sexy time emoji.
Really?
Yes.
Yes. Parents screw up emojis. I don't get it. Like, I'm always like, don't understand it because I can't read them. So I get it. So even us, we screwed them up. If this ever happened to you or you felt like someone was sending like an eggplant emoji, like, Dad, stop sending me eggplant emojis. That's not cool. Like,
I mean, speaking of Snapchat, my mom, when they first put the AI feature on Snapchat, she thought it was a guy named Al. And she was like, what? It says my AI on Snapchat. She's like, who is this my Al? He keeps Snapchatting me. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Al's trying to get some Snapchat nudies.
Right. Blowing up my phone.
Al's trying to make a move on Sharon over there.
Yeah, apparently.
Guys, Hannah is in this era of trying to throw people off with emojis and like filters. It's not just her mom. We were on I can't really remember if it was super serious, but decently serious conversation with our boss about some of the technical difficulty we've been having. And Hannah just sent in a dolphin back. And our boss literally responded back, I don't get it.
I think I'm missing something.
I think I'm missing something. And then she sent like a shrimp emoji back. And I think he was going to lose his gas. He was going to blow his gasket. Right. He was like, stop, Hannah, stop.
Yeah, he was getting mad. I don't really have an explanation. Sometimes when I'm just in a good mood, I'll just send an emoji.
Okay, so you had to explain an emoji or a meme or a filter to your parents. What happened? When were they misusing it? 314-531-9898. Look, Dad, sending the eggplant and peach emoji to me is not like good for the grocery shop, and that's not okay. 314-531-9898. When did your parents or someone you know just like totally misuse an emoji or a text message and you just didn't interpret it the right way and it just totally got screwed up? Hannah did this with her mom with a filter on Snapchat, and her mom like jumped into instant mom mode.
Yeah, she's like, are you sick? What's wrong with you? I'm like, Mom, it's a filter. Please.
Because you had a filter that had like your eyes bulging out.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
The fact she thought that was real is just wild.
I bet you there's going to be like wicked ones that come out, and there's going to be like green. Hannah, oh my God, your skin is turning green.
Yeah, all the time. There's like filters where there's like, I can change my hair color, and she'll be like, what? When did you go? I'm like, oh my gosh, it's fake. Anyway, teacher
last
Jen.
Last time you went to go get your hair done, it didn't change color.
No.
So yeah, that was also
okay,
fake.
We're not getting into that. Teacher Jen texted in and said, I still don't understand what XD means.
Me neither. XD what?
I think that means laughing.
XD?
I think it does. Like, it kind of looks like a laughing face. Like, you know how the D can kind of look like a mouth?
Oh, yeah. Like, your eyes are closed and you're laughing.
I feel like that's kind of an old-fashioned way of doing it, though.
Yeah.
Like, no one really does that anymore.
Maybe it's, like, one of those things that, like, used to be cool and now it's coming back around.
I don't know. Teacher Jen, is that dirty, though? I feel like she would have texted it just laughing.
Yeah.
I feel like we all just looked
maybe we just got canceled.
Yeah, we just like, or we all just looked like, oh, yeah, we know the cool stuff. And then Teacher Jen's like, XD, and we're like, yeah, XD to you, too. D it up.
We got another text that reminds me of something that my grandma used to do all the time. Generally from the bottom of her heart, my grandma thought LOL meant lots of love. And so she would be like, oh, Uncle Frank died, LOL. But, like, she did not understand that meant, like, laugh out loud. She thought it meant lots of love. But
or
then
maybe
she kept
really
on
just
it.
Didn't like Uncle Frank. And she just, yeah, like, oh, man, you don't like Uncle Frank? No, no, I didn't know what that meant. But you guys don't think it's funny that Uncle Frank died?
That's right.
Yeah.
XD.
XD.
XD, LOL.
XD, Uncle Frank. We're actually doing another cool family get-together with everyone, and we want to tell you more details about how you can be part of our big movie night right after Dua Lipa while we're commercial free on Y98.